This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your best employee quit and didn't tell you. What happened? A CEO braced himself for the predictable. His top performer was leaving for more money somewhere else. But her exit interview told a completely different story. She wasn't chasing a bigger paycheck. She was walking away from something broken in how her workplace operated. That answer was uncomfortable enough that the company actually changed how it did things internally. The communication angle. Here is the question this story forces you to answer. If your best employee is suffering in silence, whose fault is that? Not hers. Yours. Exit interviews are the great confession booth of workplace communication. And they only work because the person leaving finally has nothing to lose. That is the tell. When someone needs a resignation letter to speak honestly, you have a listening problem, not a retention problem. This CEO thought he understood why she was leaving. He was wrong. And that gap between what he assumed and what was actually true. That gap is what happens when leaders treat communication as a one-way broadcast rather than an ongoing conversation. The real failure here happened long before she handed in her notice. Somewhere in the months or years before, she sent signals. Maybe she flagged a broken process in a meeting and got a polite nod and no follow-up. Maybe she raised a concern and watched it disappear into a committee. People do not go silent overnight. They go silent incrementally each time they speak and nothing changes. Eventually, they stop speaking at all and then they leave. What the CEO should have built is what I call a structured feedback loop. Not an open door policy that is noise, not a system, but a deliberate, scheduled, one-on-one conversation format where the explicit purpose is to surface friction before it becomes a resignation. The question is not how are you doing? The question is what is one thing slowing you down right now that I have the power to fix? That question is specific. It is actionable. It signals that you are not just listening, you are ready to move. The silver lining is that the CEO listened in the exit interview and acted on what he heard. That matters. But it is also the most expensive possible moment to finally start paying attention. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on asking better questions gives you a framework for designing conversations that pull out real information instead of polished, safe answers. Most leaders ask questions that invite reassurance. The techniques in that chapter teach you to ask questions that invite truth, which is a completely different skill and one that would have kept the CEO from being blindsided. The takeaway. This week, schedule a 20-minute one-on-one with your strongest team member. Do not make it a status update. Ask them one question and actually write down the answer. What is one part of your job that frustrates you that you've never told me about? Then do something about the answer within 7 days. Not a task force. Not a plan to make a plan. One concrete action. That is how you earn the kind of honesty you currently only get at the exit interview. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.